Again, so what was the Maisa? The Maisa was Pamachas Shavas Rabbi Meir Piyadiskiyo. He was in Shabbos in this place. Obo the Mechel, of one person came to him, Omol Rebbe, Iravti Bibtsolim, Alitivyon. I made an Eruv Tchumim with onions, and that's why I was able to walk out of my Tchum, of my city, and I came to see you. Voishiva Rabbi Meir Biyab Amishaloi. And Meir told him, nothing doing. The Eruv is Potzel, it's not a good Eruv Tchumim. Vayesa's portion means with onions you can't make an Eruv Tchumim. Therefore he told him, your Davka have to stay in your Daldamas. You can't walk out of your Daldamas. But that's halacha. If somebody walks out of the Tchum Shabbos, there's a Knas Midrabonim, you can't walk out of the Daldamas where you are. So Chutzestira here was saying, Yeshir for Betzolim. Mashmi, you could use onions for an Eruv, and here Rabbi Meir told the person, Eruv is bottle. Rashi voishivu Reb Meir b'dal damis v'yosaloi lotzeis v'lozes m'koimo yasin, not to go out of his place midal damoisov shoyemid v'hen v'shash shela v'iksov alad eruvu v'nimtsa yotze chutz letchum v'loi eruv otanam l'kamon perik mishir tziyu ein li'el dal damis. Somebody walks out of his tchum, the din is he only has a right to walk now dal damis. And for the Gemara l'kasha, there's no stira. Ho ba'olim Hobi mois. Hobi olam means the leaves. The leaves of the onion, that's no good. Hobi mois, that's the bulb of the onion itself, that's edible. Satrashi olin loy chashivi v'royim lechel. The leaves that grow on top of the onions, those are no good, and that's not roy to make an erev with. So that was this maisa with this person that made the erev, he used the olin. Therefore, Rabbi Meir said it's not called a good erev with chumin. Mashenkin aval loch, we're talking about to use onions, means the bulb of the onion itself, which is edible, that's roy to use for an eruv. Mod tanya, ochal botzo, somebody ate an onion, vehishkim, and he woke up, umeis, and he died. Ein oimrim mima meis, we don't ask questions, what did he die from? Hevaistes, why? Because we say onions are bad for you, and that's what killed you. For yom hashmuel, loishon uvela biolim, there's only talking about the leaves are no good. Avol bimois, but the bulb, the onion itself, leslan bo, that there's nothing wrong with, that's okay. So there was no stira. The onion itself is okay, you couldn't make an eruv, but the leaves on top, that you can't make an eruv with. That we say with the leaves, you can't use for an eruv, it's only said, elo deloi atzel zirta. It's only if it didn't grow the size of a zeris yet. It didn't grow, the leaves didn't grow the size of a zeris, which is a span between your thumb and your first finger. Then we say, Yeshlem eres the botzel. Then there is still some poison inside the botzel. That's why it's not healthy and it's no good to eat. Avol aptzel zirta, but if the leaves already grew a little big, the size of a zirta, then we say, leslam bo. Then there's nothing wrong with eating these onions, and the stomach may be huadin, and you could use it for an eruv also. And amarav popo lo yamor nelo de lo ishti shichru. That that we say that these leaves may kill you, have poison in it, it's only if you didn't drink beer. But if you drink beer after it, the beer takes away the poison of the onions, and it's okay. Then it won't harm you. Tana Rabbanan. A person should not eat onions because of the nochesh, the snake. Well, here it means the poison of the snake that's inside it. And the chur, like we're saying, it means the leaves. You should not eat the leaves of the onions because they can have poisonous in it. So tomorrow, Maisa, there was the Maisa of Rabbi Chanina. He ate half of an onion. And half of the nochesh sheboy, like a mussel, half of the poison that was in it also. And he got very sick. No, not a lomas. His mama shechur l'masukin. But the Chacham and his friends will misfollow for him, that Rabbi Chanina should get better. And he got better. Because they davened very good, because the door needed him. It wasn't his man yet, they needed him. So they emailed him, Shemayim, they had Rachmanis on him, and he still lived. So the Mashor is Mazbihir, even though a lot of times in Gemara it brings down Maisim, that the Chum will mispallow for somebody to get better, and they don't end off with the reason, Shashot Tzrich Loi. So how come here they had to say that? So Mashor says, because this Rabbi Chanina here, is a Chanina ben Doisa, that all over he used to be mispallow for other people, and he used to make other people well. So the Kasher is, Why did he need other people to daven for him? Why couldn't he daven for himself? So the Torah says that's the pshat, that people don't like to daven for themselves. You're better off if other people daven for you. Al deklal ein chove shmateratzim mebeis asurim. So therefore, the Mara says the Tam, since he had to be healed up, he didn't want to be samech on his own tefillah, he went right away and asked better that other people should daven for him. Because that's more of a fazichakite, that's more for sure you get healed up by other people davening for you, rather than davening for yourself. So the reason why he wasn't samech on his own tefillah, because hashot tzrichaloi, he had to get well, people needed him. So he did the best he could, he asked other people to daven for him. Now, Bechlal, about this Maisa that Rabbi Meir told a person to stay in his Dal Damas and have no heter to walk out, Taisus on Omer Aleph. Vayeshivu asked a few kashis, and he says a few yisaidis about exactly when is it also for you to walk chutz from your Tchum on Shabbos. We'll see more about this later on in the next parak. Those are the halachas barichis about if you walk out of the Tchum on Shabbos, when do we cancel you that you can't walk Dal Damas? And when do we say no, if you went out B'yainis, or other cases, you have a right to walk more than Dal Damas. This will seem later on in the next parak. Zotimor Vaita. Omer Rabbi Zeira, Omer Shmuel. Sheikhar Ma'arvin Boy. You're allowed to use beer to make an Erev with. It's drinkable, it's a good drink, you can use it for an Erev Tchumim. Vaito Poiseles HaMikvah B'Shloy Shalugim. If beer falls into the mikvah, when you are first making the mikvah, when you don't have yet our boyim saw that's a kosher mikvah, then there's a psul of mayim shuvim. If mayim shuvim fall into the mikvah before you have our boyim saw, if only three lugim of mayim shuvim fall into the mikvah, it passes the mikvah. Now mayim shuvim means water that was collected by a person. A mikvah has to be made out of rainwater that was not collected in a kli and not held by an adam. That's called running water. Mashenkin, if the water was in the kli and your person held it, or it was gathered together in the kli, that's called the mayim shuvim, it passes the mikvah. Well, how much? Just gimel lugim, it passes the mikvah. Now we're saying here, halacha, beer, Sheikher also has this halacha, that a poislas a mikvah, b'shleisha lugim. So Drashi, a poislas a mikvah, kishar mayim shuvim. His beer also has the halacha like mayim shuvim. Fred Gemara, maskib, lor Rav Kana. Pshita, his avada, what's the chiddush avada kapasul, the mikvah? The chima bein zeh lemeitzeva. Why is beer worse than colored water? Colored water also pasul the mikvah if it's mayim shuvim with gimelugim. The tanan, Rabbi Yosi Yomer, meitzeva poiskle mesa mikvah bishloishes lugim. If you have dyed water, meitzeva, tseva means dye. If you have water that was dyed, and it pashtetzer is talking about the water is mayim shuvim, the water was in a kli, in a keli, and now the water falls into the mikvah. Before you have avoyim soy in the mikvah, if you have gimel lugim of this water falling in, this water passes the mikvah. So b'zayim pshita sheicher, beer should not be worse than dyed water. Like beer is also the ik of water. You have the water and it's fermented with the wheat, whatever you make the beer from, but the ik is its water. So pshita, since it's mayim shuvim, it passes the mikvah. So Rashi, Maskar Arkana, Ma Ben Zela, Meit Seva, Upshita the Pusel, Avadit Shit Pusel, like why not? Why is it worse than Meit Seva? And for the Gemara, Amri Hosem Amaya Ditziva Mikri, it is worse. Because by the dyed water, you know what the water is called? The water is called a dyed water, but it has a shame Mayim on it. Hesosem Amaya Ditziva Mikri, people calls it dyed water. People call it beer. It's not called water at all yet. So maybe since it doesn't have a shem mayim, it doesn't have the psul of mayim shuvim. Kamashmala, no. This is still called enough water. Beer is still called water that it can have a psul of mayim shuvim. So Rashi shichra mikri. Vesalka daitach aminach ain't a love shem mayim. And the havi minor is maybe beer does not have a shem water. And the yisoy that mayim shuvim passels the mikvah, that's only yisoy in mayim. It has to be water. If you have something else, even though it's in a kli, if it doesn't have a shem mayim, the mashal like yayin. If you have wine, even though the wine is in a kli, it's yayin shuvim. If it falls into the mikvah, it doesn't passel the mikvah. Only water passels the mikvah. So I would think that beer is not called water. Kamashmala, no. Vayisleis beer also has a shem mayim on it. So the Gemara uvekamo miarvin. How much beer do you have to use for an erev tchumim? Sava Rav Acha bread the Rabbi Yosef kind the Rabbi Yosef lenemer. He betrayed Revi Shichra. He thought, how much beer do you have to have? 2 revias of beer. Not so much. Just like we had the shear before by yayin, it's the same shear by beer. 2 revias in of beer. Trashi train revias shichra. Trade lugin the lug roi vekav. He's 2 lugin of beer, which each lug is a roi vekav as revias akav. So that has 2 revias. It means 2 lugin. Like we learned in the Gemara on Shabbos, ha-moitzi yayin. If somebody carries out wine on Shabbos, how much wine does he have to carry out to be chayiv midiraisa? What's called the choshev shir of yayin? K'dei meziga takois. Enough wine that when you put it into the cup, into the kois, after later when you add water into it, it'll be filled up to a regular kois that you could drink. V'tani Allah, k'dei meziga kois yofa. How much of a kois, what size kois do you have to use? A nice sized kois. Now in the Gemara's time, they used to have raw wine. That means it wasn't diluted with water yet. And that's called yayin chai. So you used to put a little bit yayin chai into the kois, and then you would add water into it to make it drinkable, and it would fill up the kois to the top. So how much wine do you need? A little bit of the raw wine that after you put the water into it, together you have a kois. And what type of a kois? A kois yofa. For the Gemara, my kais yofa, what does it mean, a nice size cup? And the Gemara, kais shavrocha, the size kais you have to use when you bench. For Shas benching, you have a mezumim, you're supposed to use a kais. That kais, the kais shavrocha, that's the shear, how much wine you have to have. Drashi, hamoitzi yayin b'shabis, kadei mezigas kais, kemoishenoisni yayin chai, how much raw wine you would put in, because could they limbs like b'mayim, in order to be mozak it later into water. Yeah. V'yomer Rav Nachman, Yomer Rav Baravua, kois shel brocha, how much now, this kois that you use b'shas benching, you make a brocha on, how much yayin has to be in the kois? Sorash shiyeheboi roi v'arevias. There has to be enough of pure wine or revias of a revias. Kidei in order, sheyimozgenu v'yamada revias. Kidei that later when you add 3 parts of water into it, together now you can have revias of lug, which is the shear you have to have your kais. A kais or brocha that you make kiddush on or you bench on has to at least have a revias of yayin. Now in the Gemara's time, they used to put 1/4 of yayin chai, and then they put 3/4 of water. So how much wine do you have to have? You have to have 1/4 of 1/4 of a lug. Kedei that when you add the water to it, together you can have a revias of a lug, which is the shear for a kais shel brocha. So Drashi roiva revias, roiva lug yain chai. 1/4 of 1/4 of a lug chai. Yeah. So the Mara ukudarava, like rava, the yama rava, kol chamra, all wines, all raw wine, the loidori ad chat plas maya, that you don't have 3 portions to it. Water, lav chamru. It's not called wine. In other words, if you have 1/4 wine and 3/4 water, that's called good wine. Yeah. So tomorrow, ketoni seifa, and here it says in the seifa, Sidrashi, ketoni seifa means that moitzi yayin, the din of Shabbos. It says there that we're talking about how much wine do you have to carry out on Shabbat Lichai Midraisa, or revias of a lug. And the Sefer there says, Vishar kol hamashkin, what's the shear of all other mashkin, any other type of a drink, if you carry it out on Shabbos? How much of it do you have to carry out? To be Mechayiv, there it says, Vishar kol hamashkin revias. The shear is a revias. Drashi, Vishar kol hamashkin oitzosim revias tain a lug. It means a lug. You have to have revias, which is a lug, which is a revias of a calf, which a revias means a lug. The chol ha-shoifchin, who are then any water that you stam throw out, is also a revias of a calf, which is a lug. Now, midahosom al-chad, arbo, just like over here by benching, or kais shavrocha, how much wine do you have to have? Only 1/4 of the kais is raw wine, the rest is water. al-chad arba, just one quarter, is hochinami, the same thing to Hilchas Erevin. When you want to leave over some raw wine for an Erev, how much raw wine do you have to leave over for an Erev? Al-chad arba. It has to be one quarter of a lug, today that later when you're going to add the water to it, you'll have a lug which is a revius of a kaf. So that's the shear, how much wine you have to have for a revius. This is the shear for an Erev also. Now, this is the shear for wine. Mashenkein for beer, for sheikhar, that the Mishnah there in Shabbos says, v'shar kol ha-mashkin, all over mashkin, how much is the shear of Hoytzoy Shabbos? A revius. Come to size for beer, you'll have to have a revius of a lug. That's the shear for Hoytzoy. So, b'zoy, you see, beer has a bigger shear than wine. For wine, it's enough a quarter of a lug. Mashenkein for beer, you're going to have a revius. Samuel, that's the kasha. Why do you say for beer it's enough to have two revius in? You want to say the same shear of wine applies to beer? No. From this Mishnah and Shabbos and Mashmah, not like that. Wine, you need much less. Mashenkein for beer, you'd have to have a full revius for each sudan. So, b'zoy for two sudan, you'd have to have two revius in. So look at Rashi, that's the kasha. So Rashi, you meet us in Boitzoy Shabbos. What you need for wine, you need four times as much of beer to be yayin toni roiva revius. By wine, it says a quarter of a revius. Uvishak kol amashkin toni revius. And all of the mashkin, it says the shear is a revius. So the kasher is that if you want to use beer for an Erev, you have to have a bigger shear. You have to have two revius in. Not a quarter of a revius, like you say by yayin, but you have to have two revius in of beer. And for the Gemara, for Lahi, no, there's no kasha. I'll tell you, maybe there's a difference between Eruv and Hoytzoh. By the issue of carrying it on Shabbos, less than two revius of beer is not choshev. Nobody carries it out. Abul Hocho, loy av the inch of the shosha, kisa v'tzafra, v'kisa b'fanya. In other words, here by beer, the Maisa people just drink two revius of beer a day. They drink one revius in the morning and one revius in the afternoon, and they're satisfied. So Mel, there's no theory to this. So it's so Shabbos, you have to have beer that's choshev. That the Maisa has to be much more. Mashenkin, how much you need for Erev is how much people are satisfied with, and they're satisfied with two revius. Now let's see Rashi. Rashi Ochinam Rashi Gabi Erev. The kasha was, we'll hochinami gaber rabinin arba, shrafta four a revisin of beer. The yomer rav liel ma'arvin bishtei revisin yayin. And that rav before said, by wine the shear is two revisin. Or bezoi alma beshichra trei lugibinin. Or bezoi by shechra, shrafta have eight times as much as that, shrafta have two lugim. So you have to have a bigger shear by beer. The Teret says no. That Hilchos Hoytzoy Shabbos is different. That's telling the chshivas. But here by Erevin is told them, see how much you drink throughout the day or in two siddhas of beer. Like usually you have two siddhas a day. So how much beer do you drink throughout the day? We're saying a normal person drinks two revius of beer. Trashi, Tishasi kisa she revius lug sheikha b'tzafra. He drinks one kais of revius of a lug in the morning. The kisa b'fanya, another kais in the afternoon, the samach alayu. And he's satisfied with this. Therefore, that is the shear of mosin shtei siddhas. For Erevin, all you'd have to have is also two revisin of beer, the same shear as yayin. Yes, the more vita. Tomorrow in Bekama, if you want to use dates for an Erev, how many dates do you have to leave over for the Erev? Omer Rabbi Yosef, tomorrow in Bekav. You want to use tomorrow, you have to have at least a kav worth of tomorrow. Like we had the same shear before by apples. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Minoa Minilo, how do I know this Yisoid? That for tomorrow, for dates, you have to have a kav. Titania. Ochal gregris. If somebody ate gregris, that's dried out dates. Vishilim tomorrow. And he paid back fresh dates. This is talking about if you ate truma. And yede b'shoidig, or Yisrael that ate truma, b'shoidig, the loch is you have to pay it back. And give back peris to the kohen. So if somebody by mistake ate gregris of truma, and he paid back tomorrow fresh dates, halacha is tabul of bracha. He gets a bracha, like he's giving back more than he ate to the kohen. Is the chur hechidam, what are we talking about? Ilay malafi domim, if you pay back the value of it, that means the ochum and a bezuzah. You ate a dollar's worth of dried out dates. Vekom mishalom le bezuzah. And you're paying him back a dollar's worth of fresh dates. Hezuchur may tovel of bracha. What kind of bracha is this? Like you're doing what you're supposed to. Bezuzah ochul, you ate a dollar's worth. Bezuzah kom mishalom, you're paying back a dollar's worth. So there's no chiddush here. El olav lefi midah. No, it means you're paying back the same measurement that you ate. To yochum minei geruya de gregris. You ate a shear and measurement that's like a pound of dried out dates. Tishav yezuzah. It's only worth $1. V'kom mishalom le geruya de tamarim. And you're paying him back a pound of fresh dates. Tishav yabo. That's worth $4. Now, katoni tovolo brocha. It says on this watch, you get a brocha for this. So drashi v'kom mishalom le tamarim hayikorim mi gregris. Paying them back the more money. His Zuchura Alma, what do you see from here? That tomorrow Madifa, that dates are better. Utanan Liel Gabioni, we learned before by Maiseroni, the Goyrin Kav Gregris. How much of these dry dates do you have to give a noni, at least a kav? The Yom Arab Rav says the Chain Lerif. Of his Leva Chosh Chain Tomorim, the Vadi Sagle Bochi. Havad the Tomorim should also be enough for this. So that's the Zeraya that you see here. Tamarim is better than Gregris. So if Gregris is enough of a kav for an Erev, Avad and Avad, Tamarim is also enough. A kav should be enough for Erev. Mor says, Alma, Tamarim Adifa. You see here, Tamarim is better. So Mel Avad, Tamarim should be enough with the kav. Omalei Abaye, no. Atayelu Yelam, the Ochum and Emezuzah. There's din before of paying back. Meister is talking about where you ate a dollar's worth of Gregris. Become a shalim bezuzah, and you're paying also back a dollar's worth of tamarim. Habezor, the kasha was then umay tovol of brocha. What do you get a brocha for? You're not giving anything more back to the kohen than you ate the truma. You ate a dollar's worth, and you're paying back a dollar's worth. So what are you getting a brocha for? Hence the gemara, the ochel minay midi de lekofetz olei. There's still something zvini. Lekofetz le zvini. You ate dried out dates that not too many people are interested in buying it. So even though it's worth a dollar, you're going to have a hard time selling it to get your dollar. But now you're paying him back a date, the kofa tzalei zvini, that people jump to buy it. So that's a tovel of brocha. But maybe tomorrow I'm not better than Gregris. Maybe Gregris is better. So therefore you have no chlorai from here that the shear of an Erev of tomorrow would also be a kav. Maybe only Gregris, which is better, it's enough of a kav. But maybe for tomorrow, maybe they have to have more. So Melech, from here you have Naraya. The Rashi says, Meho loy tishma de tomorrow madifa, liolam gregris adifa. Maybe gregris are better. Ulufi dama mishalam, demesin you paid him back the worth of it. Oh my bracha, so what's the bracha you get? You paid back truma. You didn't pay back more truma. The Torah says, the kofra lay zvini, loychim ulinyin erev binyin tfei mikav. For mice, with a truma to throw, you're paying him back something that's better because people will buy it faster. Mashenka the mice, filchus erevin, maybe tomorrow is not so choshev, maybe I'd have to have more than a kav of tomorrow. Yeah. So tomorrow, shtisa, if you want to use shtisa for an erev, how much of shtisa do you have to leave over? So Rashi, that's Michael Shaisi Mikamach, type of a food you make from flour, Kemach Koli, from roasted flour, Shenis Yabish Batana, which dried out in the tanner, Venoistin Dvash to Techa Tavshul, you put honey inside the Tavshul, so how much of this do you have to leave over for an Erev? Omer Avacha Bar Pinchas, Trey Shagushi, you have to leave over this year, Trey Shagushi, Rashi Tarvadin, has two ladle spoons full of it, that's what you have to leave over of this shtisa. What about chisoni? If you want your Rashi's kloyas, that's roasted wheat. How much of roasted wheat do you have to leave over for an Erev? Omer Abaya, trei buni de pumpadisa. Two measurements of buni that comes from pumpadisa. Trashi midas. Omer Abaya, omru li'ein, Abaya said his mother told him, hani chisoni. If you eat this chisoni, is that this roasted wheat, it's very good for the heart. It takes away bad machshavas you have. Trashi daigi, you won't worry. If you eat this type of a food, you won't worry too much. The Yom Rabbi Abaye said, his mother told him, if somebody has a weak heart, is a cure for this is Laisi Bisra Diatma. Let him bring meat from the flanken piece of meat, Yamina on the right side, the Dichro, from a Zohar Dikan animal, a male animal. The Laisi, let him bring also Kavuya. That means Rashi says that's like the Tzpiye Boka, the junk, the excrement that comes out of the animal, the reuse of the Nisan. That the animals that you do in Nisan time, that excrement you should bring, and vice to mix it together and eat it together, this will be refuah for the heart. Vileka Kvuya de Reusa, let's say you can't find any excrement from the animals that come out of Nisan time, then Laisi Sugiyina de Arvosa, let him bring Sugiyana, Rashi says, that means, kismenchal arv, that means twigs that come from arv. Take these twigs v'nechvinu and burn them, make them with the charcoal v'nechal and eat it v'nishte basra chamru markin. Right after that, take some wine, diluted wine, in other words, wine mezoga, like Rashi says, chamru marka means yayin mozog. If you eat these things will be refuah for a bad heart. But like we always say, it's not mukhra, these refuah will help for bisman is it. Today we say usually it's nishtana teva, it's not mukhra, these things will be refuah. Yeah, so let's take more weiter. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, kol shehu lifton, any type of a food that's eaten, but teres lifton means it like spices the bread, you eat it with the bread, you eat it with something else, then the shear is, kadei lechol boy, the shear, how much of this you would eat with your bread. You don't need a sheer mozen shtei sudas of this food itself, but how much of this food you would eat with the bread of two sudas, that's how much you need. There's less of a sheer. So Drashi kadei lechol boy, kol shu lifton, anything that comes to a spice, the other food, shiura kadei lechol boy, lufas boy esapas, mozen bei sudas. In other words, let's say you have butter. So how much butter do you use on the bread when you have two sudas? So kol shu lift, anything that comes to eat with the bread, is kadei lechol boy. Kol sheinu liftin, something you do not eat with bread. You eat it by itself, it's filling by itself. Then kadei lechol haymenu. Then you need the shear of shtei sudas of eating it itself. So drashi kadei lechol haymenu, shiye kol shtei sudas haymenu. Both of the two sudas have to be from it itself. Yeah. Bosachai, what about raw meat? That's pshita kadei lechol haymenu. You have to have enough of raw meat that you eat two sudas of it. His raw meat is eaten by itself. Masheng is at Gemara Bosa Tzli. What about roasted meat? Here it's a machlokes. Rabba Oma Kadei Lechol Boy. Rabba says, rice is roasted meat, you eat with the bread. You don't need it by itself. So you need enough of a shear, two sudas that you eat with bread. Rab Yosef Oma Kadei Lechol Hemenu. No, you have to have two sudas of the roasted meat. That's called you eat roasted meat by itself. Now, Omer Rab Yosef Minoa Minula. How do I have my raya that even roasted meat people eat by itself, not with the bread? Therefore, you have to have a mozen shtei sudis of the meat itself. Tahani pasoy, the people in Persia, achli tavaki bloy nahama. They eat rashi chatichas, pieces of meat, without bread. So since in Persian they eat it, that should be the lacha all over. That roasted meat is eaten by itself, not with the bread. Therefore, you need a bigger shear of roasted meat, the shear of mozen shtei sudis. For the Gemara, Amalei Abaya, Upasoi Heberuba the Alma. What kind of svar that you go bosh to Persia? Since when is Persia the rive of the Olam? The Khuri should go bosh to each place by itself. For your Tanan we learned, Big Day Aniyim Laniyim. The Shia, what's still called the Chosh of a beggar that still has a Kabbalah's tumor, and only is totally the Shia that he would use. That's called Shalashat's boys by Shalashat's boys. Big Day Ashirum Ashirum. An Asher, a richer person, he would not use such a small beggar the size of three its boys by three its boys. Vim the shear is shloisha, three tvachim by three tvachim. Alba big day ashirum laniyim, but the beggar that belongs to the usher to the aniyim loy, it's not makabat tumah. Drashi claim laniyim to the aniyim loy bina big day ashirum. Noni does not need the shear of a beggar for ashirim. Elakivan latu chazi, since for this oni he could use this beggar that's only three its boys by three its boys, and the basarayim we go after him. Zachur you see, you go boss each person by itself. Is a male hochinami, af a gadla pasoi, lav liftonu, even though the persons don't use this for lifton, they don't eat their roasted meat. with bread of a kivun l'didan, heavy lifting, since us, the normal people, do eat the roasted meat with bread, niski b'shir zutel. It should be enough to have enough roasted meat, a shir that we would eat with the bread, such less of a shir. You don't have to have a mozen shtei sudas of roasted meat by itself. Now, how much roasted meat you would eat in the middle of a meal that you want to be eating bread? That should be enough for a mozen, that should be enough for Erev. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, just to know, that says that Bosah Chai has a locha that you eat it by itself, Havada doesn't mean mamish raw meat. Mamish raw meat not edible. Just means the meat is not cooked completely. It's not 100% completely. Whereas if the meat is 100% cooked, then it's considered like tzli would have the same halacha that we hold. You just have to need enough food as if you eat it along with the bread. In other words, there's only a meat that's not cooked so well is called Bosah Chai. But any time the meat is cooked 100%, then it is like Bosah Tzli, that you only have to have enough meat that you would eat with bread to make up a muzzin of two sudas.